Once a month, we partake on our second Sunday of the month in communion. Now, if you're a guest with us this morning, you're welcome to participate in communion with us. It's a requirement on all of us that communion be something that's full of meaning, full of life, and full of reality that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. We practice an open communion table, but the requirement of taking communion, it's far more than just religious liturgy. It's a relationship with Jesus. And if He is your Lord and Savior, we invite you to participate with us. If you'll begin to distribute the elements, gentlemen, I'm going to read from the Scriptures. And I'll be reading this morning from the Message paraphrase. And I think it's a neat opportunity for us to turn to the Scriptures and read them a bit differently from time to time out of a different translation. But the section of Scripture to which I'm referring is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, as Paul goes over the whole perspective and the context of what communion is all about. So, from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 in the Message. Let me go over with you again exactly what goes on in the Lord's Supper and why it is so centrally important. I received my instructions from the Master Himself and passed them on to you. The Master, Jesus, on the night of His betrayal, took bread. Having given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is My body, broken for you. Do this to remember Me." After supper, He did the same thing with the cup. "This cup is My blood, My new covenant with you. Each time you drink this cup, remember Me." What you must solemnly realize is that every time you eat this bread and every time you drink this cup, you reenact in your words and actions the death of the Master. You will be drawn back to this meal again and again until our Master returns. You must never let familiarity breed contempt. Anyone who eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Master irreverently is like part of the crowd that jeered and spit on Him at His death. Is that the kind of remembrance you want to be a part of? Examine your motives. Test your heart. Come to this meal in holy awe. If you give no thought, or worse, don't care about the broken body of the Master when you eat and drink, you're running the risk of serious consequences. That's why so many of you even now are listless and sick, and others have gone to an early grave. If we get this straight now, we won't have to be straightened out later. How many would rather get your life straightened out now? Not later. Better to be confronted by the Master now than to face a fiery confrontation later. Well, I think it is fresh and vivid to read it from that translation. Of course, the context there is they were celebrating the love feast. People were coming together in competition, running after the food and getting drunk and all sorts of things. And Paul says, and it's back to the Message, or another verse down it goes, "If you're that hungry, go home and have a sandwich." But the things that we do here this morning, we do because we love Jesus. And the reason we participate in communion is because we love Jesus. But how many of you realize the Scripture says we love Him because He first loved us, and He proved it. So what we're going to do, prior to partaking of the elements, and it looks like we all have them now, thanks you guys, what we're going to do is we're just going to quiet our souls for a moment. And if there's something that is between you and the Lord, some sort of thing that you have not yet taken care of, but you know His conviction is on you for it, repent of it right as you sit there. Get it right with Jesus today. Get right with God. It doesn't pay to waste time messing around with it. And all the people said,
amen.
Amen. If there's a relationship with someone that needs to be made right in this room, I urge you, take time prior to participating. Go to one another. We're not going to stare at you and put a microphone up to you as you guys get it right. There's guys and gals, whoever it might be. Get it right if there's something. If there's something you know is awry in relationship between someone who's a brother or sister in Christ who's not in this room, then I urge you to make a commitment to the Lord that at your first opportunity after this service today, you will take care of it. The object of communion is not, as so many do, not to take, because after all, I'm not right. Now, the object of communion in Scripture is to participate, to take communion, which means, therefore, we have to get right. We need to get right. We want to get right with God. So you make your commitment to the Lord. So let's take a few moments to quietly seek our own heart before the Lord, and then we'll participate.